Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Morgan Jacobson, Conservation Outreach Manager with the DWR. And Morgan, it's always great to get you in. Always great to talk about what's happening in the outdoors here in the local area. So thank you for your time today.
Yeah, great to be back with you, Jordan.
Definitely. Let's talk about some of the things that are happening. First, I want to talk about fishing because, boy, we're in the middle of January already, and we haven't had a lot of snow. Temperatures haven't really been that bad this winter, at least not compared to like the last two or three that I could remember.
Right.
And so with that being said, how has it affected ice fishing in the local, in this area?
Sure. Well, it definitely has affected ice fishing. You know, as you mentioned last year, we had a lot of snowfall and really low temperatures. And so we had great ice fishing conditions last year. This year, temperatures seem to dip a little bit below freezing at night, but then they warm up, up into the 40s or 50s. And so that really slows down that ice formation on some of these reservoirs. And so, as far as fishing down in the valley goes, it's been tough this year. We've got to kind of going back and forth between stable and unstable ice conditions on some of these waters. A lot of the waters up on the Manti, up on the mountains, they've remained pretty stable, thankfully, throughout the winter. But this year it's down in the valley, at least it's been tough a little bit. Yeah.
Does that affect anything moving into spring and summer? I mean, the lack of stable ice, and is that going to affect fishing at all? I don't know if that's even a good question. I don't know, but
sure.
I mean, looking ahead, does it affect it at all?
Well, it could mean that ice off will be earlier this year. If you remember last year, some of these waters had ice on them, until well into April almost.
Yeah.
But that could change this year. It could be a lot earlier. If you talk about some of these waters that are still good, like I mentioned, a lot of the waters up on Manti Skyline are still stable, like Cleveland Reservoir is one. Electric Lake typically freezes a little bit later, but that should have some stable ice now. Huntington Mammoth Reservoir, people have been fishing that, as well as Schofield, especially right in that Dam Cove that's been had some pretty stable ice. In contrast with that, though, some of the waters down in the valley, like I said, have struggled getting some stable ice, like Huntington North Reservoir. I went out there last week, and there's still some open water out there, and so the ice has been mostly unstable. Joe's Valley is another water that typically freezes a little bit later. It has some warm water inlets, but it's Joe's Valley is finally starting to get some ice, but it's certainly not stable at this point. Recently, Millsite Reservoir is one of those that's been going back and forth between stable and unstable ice. So right now, it's currently unstable mid-January, but we're hoping that things will start to freeze up before the ice fishing tournament there that's going to be held February 3rd. So anyway, keep your fingers crossed, and hopefully we can get some more good ice and lower temperatures.
Yeah, because that fishing tournament's already been pushed back a month.
Right.
It's supposed to happen in early January, right?
Yeah, and we hope it does happen. Millsites, as you know, as the water level's been drawn down so that they can work on the dam there. But all the fish are still in there. They're just more congregated in this lower water levels. So it's a great opportunity to fish. We just need some good ice to do it.
Again, we're being joined right now by Morgan Jacobson. Let's move on and talk about big game hunting, because that's obviously, it's always a hot topic here, right, in the local area. I mean, it always is. People are always curious about big game hunting, and you have some information for us.
You bet. So this is an exciting time of year, because this is when people submit their applications for big game hunts next fall. And that application period is coming up. It starts on January 25th. And it runs until March 1st. That's the window that people have to submit their hunting applications and put in for some of these hunts. Results from that drawing will be available on or before May 31st. So they usually come back pretty soon. So that's when you can expect to hear back on whether or not you've drawn for the hunt that you put in for. Applying for hunting, the process of the application is very easy. You can go on our website, which is wildlife.utah.gov, and you can submit your application there. There on our website, you'll also see drawing odds from previous years for each of these hunts. You can use our hunt planner tool, which is awesome. It's a map tool that allows you to narrow down your preferences by species, by what type of weapon you want to use, and it shows you which hunts are applicable for those conditions. And you can find all kinds of other information on success, hunter success in the field, and buck to doe ratios, things like that, all on our website. You can also come into our office again starting January 25th and meet with one of our ladies at the front counter, and they're more than happy to help you put in for the right hunts. So this year we have three kind of big new opportunities for hunters this year. First one is, as we've talked about before, Jordan, the Wildlife Board has approved an early season rifle hunt. So this is a week or two before the traditional general season rifle hunt. So this is kind of a measure to reduce crowding on some of these general season units. So this year, there's going to be an early season rifle hunt running October 10th through the 14th on the following units: the Camas unit, the Chalk Creek, East Canyon, Morgan and Southrich units, the 9 Mile unit here in southeastern Utah, and the Fillmore, Fish Lake, Pine Valley, and Zion units. So again, those are all the units where there's an opportunity to have an early season rifle hunt. Elk hunting, as far as the general season goes, hunters can now purchase permits to hunt all three seasons: the archery, rifle, and muzzleloader elk hunts for any bull and spike only units. And then again, what we've talked about before is that cactus buck hunt down in the Ponsagon unit. And cactus bucks are kind of they're a cool phenomenon. They're a non-typical buck that has very abnormal antler growth with velvet on them. So that's another opportunity to put in for. That's on the Ponsagon unit, and that's happening for the first time this year. So a lot going on. We're really excited about it, and we're looking forward to this application period.
It seems like things kind of dip for a couple of months, but once you get past New Year's, people start getting excited about spring and getting outside. But again, it's been so odd this year. You've been able to go outside year-round.
Exactly, yeah. And this is kind of something to look forward to after Christmas, which is always good. But we're excited about it.
Good stuff. I know last time you stopped by as well, we talked about the Christmas tree drop-off. Couldn't believe how many Christmas trees were in that drop-off at the end of Carbonville Road. You guys had quite a few.
It went very well. We had a lot of good support from residents of Carbon County and Price, and we had, I think, three or four trailer loads of Christmas trees that people dropped off, and we're really excited because we're going to use those to enhance habitat for upland game, especially quail. These trees will provide some escape cover for the quail and other birds, and so we think it's going to be great. We've already put some of them out at Desert Lake Wildlife Management Area. We're going to be putting more out in other places here in Carbon County, so in Emory County. So we're really excited about it, and we're grateful for everyone's support. So we'll do it again next year.
Fantastic. Yeah, it looked like it went real well. Morgan, I think that's everything, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, it was great to get you back in now that the holidays are done and we kind of get back on the normal schedule. Sometimes that's difficult to do, at least in this field. I don't know about yours. I mean, is it difficult to kind of get back in the swing of things once the holidays are done?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's everything cyclical. So this time of year, we're planning for the field season in the summer. So it's there's a lot going on all the time. But anyway, we're looking forward to this new year.
Well, Morgan, again, it's a pleasure to get you back in the studio, and I look forward to another conversation soon.
Hey, we'll see you again soon, Jordan.
All right, again, that's Morgan Jacobson of the DWR. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.